Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
In person. All right, so for about 40 minutes what I'm supposed to spend with you, I will do a travel that has many paths and many links. So it's important that you more or less have the map. And the map is already in the internet. This is very important to understand. All the materials that I'm going to show you is in the internet. So it's available mainly for the students, but also for the scholars to go on, to develop, to go farther. So the path is very simple. You just type it my name. And this is basically the only thing that you need to know. And okay, then we are in our semi-god, that is Google, the best things, the closest things to God that man invented. Then we are there, and you got in my website that is a huge jungle, big jungle. Here the conference is announced, and the main information of the conference is there, but every time I put a needle link, that is the link of this specific conference. So this is done as a way to welcome just this group of people that is with me. So if you click here, you will not find, you must know where it is, and it is here, in the zero. So if you click here, bang, you will be in 1 second at the material of the conference. Okay. Probably internet went down, but anyway, it's here. Okay. We can go on that local, because evidently internet is a little bit slow now. Okay. All right. I will go local just for the sake of time, but believe me, everything it is there. Okay. Okay. So, what is, we'll do it local, it will be simpler. So, I was giving the title. This title, as you're going to understand in a while, have a lot of substance or subtleties about it. Crossing the Rubicon, Severe Cavo, an urban project for Rome. And really, what I'm going to do is one way to answer to the challenge of the conference, connecting people, spaces, and machine. And will be done from an architect that lives in Rome, that is half Venetian, half Sicilian, but has been teaching in the United States, in ETH Zurich, in Mozambique also, and we've been traveling around the world. So you will see during the conference that there is that idea that is, that a person that lives with the past all the time, like a Roman person does, but also has that opening. And this image that is one of my students from the Arabic area, really shows pretty well what is the topic, shows the Tevere, that is our river, and shows the main idea, what we are going to do to respond from our point of view to the question of the conference proposed. Of course, the topic, as was put it up by Professor Osterhuis, I completely understood. We've been working together, doing books together, so I perfectly understand. My point of view here is that I relate people, space, and machines mainly with the concept of infrastructure. Infrastructure is the key word that we are going to do. What is the best way to connect people, space, and machine, if not infrastructure? And the idea is to use the Tevere as an urban infrastructure to have a redevelopment inside the city in Rome that keeps together present and future, and particularly past. In order to do that, we have to do a kind of intellectual path that goes in five stations. Each station can be developed or can be compressed. It's a matter of time, but just try to follow. So we are doing to have 5 major stations in this path. One is, believe it or not, the birth of architecture, and it's called When Dots Become Impulse. I think it's very important in a certain month of your life to think, to describe your birth of architecture. It's an exercise that architects have done from the past. Just imagine what is your main idea of architecture, and this is what we are going to do. The second is a very important information, is our idea of space. What is space for us today? And in 1 second, you will come on that, not in 1 second, in 5 minutes or so. And our idea of space is very different from the idea of the space of the past. Our idea of space is that became a solid, it's not a void anymore. And you understand why that is crucial, this change of understanding. Then we actually talk of Tevere Cavo, that is, and we start that path looking at the past, looking really at the Etruscan Vie Cave. Etruscan is a civilization that was in Italy before the Romans, and we understand why that is essential to understand what Tevere Cavo is. Then we go in 10 principles that connect information technology, infrastructure, and all the principles, the things that we are working on this idea. And then there are the projects. And all the many, we've done many, many projects, probably around 50 or 60 major projects. Here there is just a little selection. We probably will not have the time to see them, but there is the links, so it's possible for people interested to go and see whatever they are interested. Ready? Good. So this is the trip that I've just done. It's important to understand geographically what is the distance. So let's go to the first station, the birth of architecture. When dots became infos. In a certain moment, one of my PhD students said to me, well, architecture is of course about function. And I just said to them, no. Architecture is not about function. And in order to express to her why architecture is not primarily about function, I said architecture is primarily about information for us today. So I have to imagine this kind of birth of architecture. So imagine that you are a primitive man and you are facing the chaos of the universe. The chaos of everything. So all this is just a chaotic thing. But there is one moment, and I'm sure it's a woman that discovered that there is only one single star that does not move in the universe. That action breaks from the chaos to the beginning of the idea that we start to understand what's over there. That single act. That from the old dots became one dot that was meaningful. And at that point you start to put a stick over there because you need to remember where that single star is. And then from that you start begin to build menhir or a circle of dolmens and things like that. And become all those places that are so important, particularly in Europe, that are crucial spaces. From them, you can control not only the territory down, but also what is the information up there. So with that idea, basically information is tied related to the birth of architecture. And if you fix that particular point, you will understand many other aspects of the conference. If you miss that point, you don't understand the other parts of the conference. Because we are ending up dealing with information technology as well. How we can arrive from Tempio di Vesta to information technology if we don't think about the relationship between information, space, and architecture? Okay. So here there are links that you can go and read articles. It doesn't matter if they are in Italian. They can be translated in Arabian or English, right? Some are in English. And so the counter proof. Pantheon is surely not about function. It even puts rain inside, right? So it's really the quintessential of that idea that architecture is something that transforms the world as a not meaningful thing in something that is meaningful. is from, and the meaning has to do with practical information as well as with symbolical information. And of course we know that the pantheon is in a way a way to interpret the universe, a way to count, a way to measure the thing. From the first woman that understood where the North Pole was, why is woman is very simple, because the men were out to hunting, only the women at the time. Please have an applause here, because you are a women's school. Please have an applause, because you are a women's school, if I understood well, okay? So it cheers me up a little bit. Okay, now let's go to this other place. Why we change the idea of space as becoming something solid today? And what does it mean? We always thought that this idea that comes from the Newtonian physics, that we are living in an empty space, and that in that empty space there are masses that attract to each other, and then architecture is part of the game. No anymore. In other way, that is still there, but we are moving much further, because for us, the space became a solid today. It's a solid that we can manipulate. We can manipulate how? With our interaction machine, with our waves, with our forces. There is with us Marcos Novak, that is one of the pioneers, really, of this idea. And I mention him as well as Castro Seruz, is my anti-Franklin historical book. It's in Italian and in Albanian, but it really goes with that idea that the space becomes a place that we can manipulate. And we can manipulate through waves. And that is part of our understanding, that architecture today is part of a more complex, much more complex game. Why Santa Sofia? Because I was there in a conference with astronauts. I was so excited about that. And then we went to Santa Sofia, and I found this incredible picture that from that, I found this painting that from that moment remained in my heart. Why? Because astronauts were telling all the time how they perceive and use space in a completely different way in no gravity situation. It's a completely different idea of space than what we have. The space for them is very, very different than the space from we understand. So from that point, with that idea of solid space, it becomes this imagine, and it was really a scaffolding on one side and empty space on the other. I said, ha, 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 here it is. So if you think that the scaffolding is really a magic of space that you can manipulate virtually, you understand what is that new concept of space. So the idea of space enlarged very much through the use of technology. So it's not only something that we do, we must have very clear the concept why we do these things and what it means. Some of you, I think you mentioned, Nancy, I've been having this book series that was, we made 38 books in Chinese, in English, mainly in English and in Italian. It was called The IT Revolution in Architecture. It started in 1998, and we made 38 of it, among which, of course, a book of Castro Seruz that is there. This is on François Rachis, the last, and that is the Italian version of the book of Castro. But this is not the most important book of Cass. The most important book of Cass, I think, I don't know if you agree, is this one. I had the very, very, very big privilege to write the prefaction of that book, and that was called Area Iacta Est. What does it mean? Everybody knows a little bit of Latin. It was when Caesar was crossing the river to attack Rome after his Gallic war, he said, "Alia Iacta Est," that means things are done, we have to do it. And so that, I meant in that occasion that Cass was one of the architects, not many, probably 10, that really did that, that they are definitely in the IT side, in the information technology side, in the use of a new idea to use the computer as a new area of architecture, a new phase of architecture. And so this was game set match 2. We are in game set match 4. And so I thought that crossing the Rubicon was a nice title, because it's a continuation, also because you are talking about Tevere, or Tiber, that is the river of Rome, as you are going to see in 1 second. Okay, what does it mean, that idea of solid space, how we can imagine that the solid space is something that has meaning. Okay, as we've done the idea of the star, like the kind of rebirth of architecture, we've done three or four projects that in some way are related to that idea. The simplest one, but the most effective, it is this one. And, okay, if there is internet, I hope we can see. All right, we have internet. Okay. Okay, you see? Okay. I want to show you. Okay, here. Okay, this is a simple, really simple thing. We've been asked to build a prior, a primitive art. Really, the primitive art is something that always is in the idea of the architect since Loger time. Okay, this is Gabriel Loger that wrote make his primitive time in the Luministic time. We wanted to do a primitive art in our time, and that idea has to do definitely with that idea of solid space. And in some way, this, of course, can never be done without the works of Marcos at the Biennale, but in some way, goes a little bit step farther, we think. Of course, from the conceptual point of view. What is the idea? The idea is that we really engage that setting. The setting of the primitive art was crucial for us, was kind of starting again. So we built on three floors this space with this amata there, the person goes there, and while moving in that empty space, which is not empty anymore but becomes solid, he manipulates sound, the sound effect and sound variation. So what is the thing is that the body is involved. That is a little thing, it's the whole body that is involved. And the other little thing is that, of course, there is that metaphor of the primitive art was in some way meaningful for us. So that, just to show you at a conceptual level, but a little bit built, what this idea means. Of course, that was done with technology, very, very simple, a couple of Arduino cars, and very simple technology. Everybody can do that, almost everybody today. But the story behind, I think it is interesting. And here there are other projects, a little bit more complex, built later. I don't have the time to show them, but in some way goes a little bit with the same idea. The idea is that the space becomes solid, and through information, through interactivity, we can go and build that idea of a space that architects should trace with, is intermingled with. So this is something in Sicily that we built, another installation, etc. You can see there if you want. Okay? We arrive to station 3. That is Tevere Cavo. But we are approaching the Tevere Cavo starting from the Etruscan Vie Cave. And this is something that not many of you will know, but it's something extremely, extremely interesting. In a way, Tevere Cavo is an urban project in Rome that we are going to see in details, based on the idea to use the Tiber as an inside infrastructure to redevelop the city. Something that many places around the world have done, of course, you know, to use the river as a way to redirect development towards the inside, to stop the growth of the city. That is something very important from a European perspective. Probably not, of course, here. And the idea to use infrastructure inside the city, exactly with that idea to redirect the development from the inside, of course, it is something that I just show simple example, Seoul, Cheguen, High Line, New York, Manzanares in Madrid, and this last one, Cheullo, in Seoul, where there is a very interesting implementation of information technology there. But now let's go to the Vie Cave. I discovered the Vie Cave when already I was kind of making similar things like that, and one person came to me and said, but, Professor, do you know Vie Cave? I said, no. But from the context, I understood there was something important in that idea. So I started to go there and to explore. So the Vie Cave is something really incredible. What are they? They are excavated paths that can be 5 or 6, one close to the other, close to the place of burial of the Etruscan. They are structured more or less 15 to 20 meters high to half kilometer long. And I put here the map if you want to see and go there to see some, if you by any chance you are in Italy. Let's see in this movie a little bit what they look like. Just to give you the sense, otherwise you don't understand what it's about. So you are right there, and you see, and these are not actual guys, they are just there, in the wood. And then you find these things. And that was shocking for me, and I start to think and think about all this, you know. Why they are there? What is the sense of this act? How this act is related to the Etruscan culture, and how this idea of infrastructure of the past can be connected to an idea of infrastructure of the present, because Terre Cavo, even from the name, starts from this idea. Okay. If you want, you can, of course, listen to the old song. Or look the movie. Alright. Okay. So this goes with the idea of what is Terre Cavo, what these structures are. Of course, these structures were not interest of the archaeologists. The archaeologists are not interested. The archaeologists are interested in Greek, Roman, and only on the third level Etruscan. They are interested in artifacts. That means sculpture, painting, architecture. They are not interested in infrastructures. They were not thinking they were of their interest. So they said very stupid things, like, okay, there are streets. So you excavate streets in one close to the other, like that does not make any sense. So what they are really a kind of complex, systematic thinking that goes with the Etruscan culture. So it's something that is done for many reasons at the same time in a kind of thinking that today we can call it systematic or ecological. So first thing, of course, they are symbolic. They are symbolic. They mean something for as a symbol of the community. And this symbol has to do with the community, and particularly with the processional aspect that is related to burial. So men do something like that because there is a symbol, there is a reason, there is a sense of community, there is a sense of citizenship. Otherwise, they don't do these things. And that is so important. So the first thing are professional, processional paths to accompany the death. The second reason, and these things is related to the old way that the Jews can think. They think that the land is the mother, the God is the land. Everything that we do is strictly related to that kind of incorporation of the divinity in the land. And so the idea of having a kind of marriage with the land is very important for the Christians. There are other reasons why we use the word cavo in Italian, because it has a lot of sense. Cavo means a hollow, but also means cable, as an electrical cable, and that is important. Cavo is also a cord. So there are many meanings, a lot of double meanings there. Once I was writing the say about Tevere Cavo, I immediately, one time, I stopped myself and I said, my God, I found all this meaning of this Etruscan Via Cave, but my God, they are also quarries. And I came with this very simple idea that they are also quarries, only after many years working on that. Why there are quarries? It's very logical in an ecological thing. You do one action to achieve many goals. And one of the goals is to have the materials to build the temples. So they are a really round action. So there are quarries, professional paths, and a way to interpret the Etruscan thing. So particularly that idea to have one action to do many is at the base of our idea of infrastructure, and is the idea of the today idea of infrastructure. That is, of course, one action to do many things. That is very, very different. Actually, it's the opposite about the idea of the past of infrastructure. So we are moving in a world full of meanings again, and I think to understand that. And fullness of meanings in our actual faith is something important and is related to information technology. Okay, before that we did another work on infrastructure. It was called Urban Green Line, that is based on a circular path, always in Rome, based on a full development of a tramway. Probably this is something closest to something that can be used in Kuwait. Here you can download the things, but there is a magazine, and the magazine is also in French. All our projects, all the projects of our chair at the different level, from PhD level to Studio 4, they are all based on 10 principles. And the way that we allow a lot of liberty to the student is the fact that we have very strong principles. So you cannot derogate from the principle, but when you accept the principle, you are free to accept whatever exploration you want. And this is, again, goes from PhD program. I was heading the PhD in Rome for 7 years to the Studio 4. I teach all the way through. So 5 principles relate with architectural design. I go very, very fast. First principle is mixité. All our projects must have a coexistence of living, producing, and exchange. That means business. All our projects must have a driving force. That means, okay, they are mixité, but they have a strong idea that kind of pull everything together. Just imagine the stadium, as to make a very simple example. The stadium of the past was just one thing, was doing a stadium. Today, Of course, the stadium are a mixity of things, but also there is a driving force, and the driving force in that case is football. But the driving force change. The third aspect is negotiation. In negotiation between public and private, all our projects are a negotiation between private and public, and that is where information technology, parametric design, can play a very important role in the process of design, in the process of negotiation. This is a parametric way to design new buildings for AU in each capital of it of Europe. Very interesting project. Also have a brand kind of looking about that. First issue is about infrastructuring, that is the way that we deal how our project must always deal with forces of the area. Actually, they have to take drag forces and shape themselves starting from those forces. And that is so important in contemporary design, that we don't accept any project that does not play that game. Pulling forces and of the outside and bring inside, and bringing the shaping of the building. So this is a must, and it's a combination of diagrams, a combination of context, but all developed in another way. And the whole thing is the fifth principle is rebuilding nature. That means today we cannot do any project that does not have a sense of active engagement with nature. An active engagement of nature means a lot of things, from smart materials to advanced use of technology and materials, but also with shaping more and more our building look like living being, as we know. The last book in the series is not by chance dedicated to François Roche. And now let's see five principles of infrastructure. The five principles of infrastructure are, first of all, is multifunctionality. The main idea of infrastructure today is multifunctionality. It does a lot of things. In the past, the infrastructure was doing one thing. The railroads was a railroad, the highways were a highway, the bridge was a bridge. Today we are changing that idea. A bridge becomes many things together. A path becomes many things together. A river is done to many things together. So that idea of the multifunctional idea is so strong. Here Kant comes again, because you have to find a good example. This is one example. You know, that is a sound barrier. And the sound barrier already by itself does many things, besides it has to be quite beautiful. And then in a certain moment, it reshapes itself as a snake and becomes a building, and then reshapes again and becomes a sound barrier again. I think this is a very good example about that. Here are the links, because each one of these keywords has been dedicated an article about it in the paper of the Italian architects. Okay, then the second issue that has to do with all today infrastructure is that they must create green system. Green system is something so important today. If you talk with any city planning or of today, they stress so much the idea to have corridor, ecological continuity corridor. So the green system is an important part of what we do in infrastructure. And the two things can be together. Actually, they are together. They can be together. Now, the third one is the center of what we are going to discuss today in the conference, generally speaking. I call information technology foam, and the word foam is the key. What is the idea? The idea that, so I don't use the most used word, smart city. Okay, nothing bad with the smart city, again. But if we have to have a more profound concept, I think this, the idea of the foam goes very well with it. What does it mean? It means that around infrastructures, we collect data. And the data are very wide type of data. If you speak with people that can deal with the river, oh my God, the data that they collect, they go from security to pollution, from water waste, from water of sewage coming, to use of energy. You just don't believe how much data they can collect. What do you do with this data? They create models. They are not just there. They are interconnected, one with the other, to create models. What does it mean to create models? The data that you get are interconnected to each other to create models. That means way to possible behavior of your system to analyze it, but also to change in the future. When you change in the future, when some crisis arrives, or some design arrives. So just imagine 1 second that, okay, 5 minutes, I will do that. So just imagine that the city is under terroristic attack. You understand that if you work with that data, creating models, you can decide to close certain things, to open others, etc., to change your environment because there is that sudden attack or sudden problem. Or the contrary, you want to design in a certain way. So you can, again, having the idea that you collect data, the data is shaped in model, and the model will act, or better way, can interact again with reality. And that interaction with reality can be essential when there is a crisis. Or a design is the same thing, if you think like that. So that's why the word foam, schiuma in Italiano, is very important, because it goes exactly with the idea that the environment is ready to take a shape. It's not already took a shape, but is ready to take a shape. That's why we use the word foam. So many projects, they are working on that. In some cases, since that thing is not completely there, well, not so much, it's more something that we are working on. There is, you know, in Barcelona, in MIT, a little bit are doing these things, but they are not really completely there, from my point of view. So we use some example like this, that is just a little bit, this canopy of tram in Spain, to tell the story, particularly in the article. Just imagine a step further, what can happen there. And again, that is one of more advanced. We do some project like that in some way. Just imagine this one. This is a tramway that goes around the city. It's the other project of infrastructure. It goes from very, very polluted area to a very healthy area with water and oxygen. So in this case, the tramway works in a way that takes the oxygen from the water area where the air is good and put on canopies in other polluted area. And so when situation of pollution gets higher in this more dense area, it can release oxygen. It's a simple thing of what does it mean to incorporate information technology with design and things like that. So, and the fourth is, of course, we believe, we think that also slowscape exists. So it's not only the idea that to go to one point to the other, you must go in straight line. Actually, we know exactly that in information technology, if I have to send a message to Ilona or to Cass, that goes to a satellite, and then to another satellite, and just there. Does not go like that. And that is the most efficient way. It's not straight line. But even in the circulation in the city, there can be very important advantage to think a little bit slow, but with lots more of advantages. So that's why this means of transportation can be very important on the river and trams and things like that. And the fifth is probably the single most important of all, is that working in infrastructure creates a level of citizenship. That means that when you work at infrastructure, was always like that, people recognize in itself, you know, he recognized in it as a community. And that's probably the big, huge battle that is happening in the States because of that, because it's really a symbolic problem before everything. And there is 2 ways to look at the problem, because again, it's an infrastructure. Now, 3 minutes are left, let's say 4, okay, let's do a negotiation. There are 2, I put it at 3, we do it 4. Okay. But at 4 you say stop, okay? Alright, so how does it work, this game? This game works basically, we create an interactive map. And the interactive map is very important because we map the city, okay, here it is, And we mapped the city with all empty areas, areas that can be used. Then the cyber warfare infrastructure is tagged. Each tag, of course, have a blog dedicated to it. You can go to the blog, and from the blog, you see all the projects that have been developed in that specific area. This system is so important because we have to deal with actors in the process. We have to deal with participation. We have to deal with actors in the city to move this idea. So this is the system, and. All right. Then, basically, you've seen everything, but not the important part of people that are really interested in the project. So, where are the projects? So, here there is just a selection of the projects. Projects that are more focused in information technology or more focused in urban and architectural design. The major projects are design thesis projects, so they are done extremely seriously, and people really live with this project for 1 year. In some cases, they really want even more. They never want to finish this project. And if you go here, you basically go to the everything that is related to the project. These things were so big that basically you have to see the board in two levels. One that is really the zooming in the project. I will not do that. So this is the way my thesis are in the web since the beginning. So I have all the thesis there. All these thesis work are implementation of this idea of Fevere Tavo. Just to show one, for example, is this case. Alright. What is this thesis? This thesis is really moved a lot in sectional aspect. It designed a whole path, a whole park in Rome, and this park is a multifunctional super park because it's devoted to the use of waste. So at the lower level, there are all fabric, different fabric for glass, for plastic, for wood, to recycle these materials. These are attached to the railway line in Rome. They are very close. And at the other level, this becomes partially buildings and mainly a park. So this is something that, in something similar, was done in other parts of the world, not with the railway, as far as I know. And to develop this project, if you go, if you are really interested, you go there, you see the board, and you understand all that. This is another large project. All the projects are urban and architectural design at the same time. So the urban part is very important. This is in an area of the city that was characterized by pre-existing abandoned masonry buildings. So for us it's also very important to find a function that makes sense. So what project of Mixite can make sense? This is a technological campus devoted to material. It makes sense because this is the area that was historically related to that. And so it's a project of Mixite. It's a inhabitable bridge. This is the study of it that crossed and reconnects two parts of the city that needs to be reconnected. And if you look at these things, you understand how much passion there is in this work. But again, from my point of view, it stimulates this passion. Work all together, share the principle all together. And then we do, of course, we do books, we do shows. In Italy, we are not so strong, and particularly my school is not that strong with implementation of robot or CD, never was, or CAD, never really was. Just a little bit, very primitive, but I think we can compete with that aspect, you know. We did the intellectual effort behind that. And I think we gave to the international community a little bit of sprint with ideas. Thank you very much. Thanks, Carl.